Okay, I often get the question, Marjorie, how long do I think this crisis is going to last? And what should I be preparing for? Should it be, 3 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, whatever? Let me put this into a bigger historical perspective. And that is, as we're headed into a grand solar minimum, officially starts in 2030 and ends in 2050. Isn't that auspicious dates, right? We have some plans around that with the WEF. They occur about every 350 years. The last one was in the 1650s, and then before that was the 1300s. And those time periods are accompanied by famine. They're accompanied by wars. They're accompanied by all kinds of stuff. During those two time periods, actually, the financial systems broke and completely came apart. We're in that kind of a time period. And honestly, from what we can tell from the historical record, which, it looks like it took humanity to recover. It took about a century before the population got rebuilt enough to where people could build and reskills got relearned and mastered and that kind of thing. Hey, the 1650, and we're talking about the bubonic plague, took out 30% of the population at that point in time. So, these things do happen. That's what we're in right now. So now, before you freak out, don't freak out, right? Don't lose it. What this means for you is, yes, you do need to prepare. And I would recommend starting to prepare with 3 months. Say, okay, if you have nothing, get 3 months worth of food supply backed up, get some water filters, any medications that are absolutely necessary. Get a little solar panel and some batteries so that you're going to have light and stuff to keep your phone going during an emergency, right? Get 3 months down and then get 6 months down, personally, I like to just set my mind like this is, I'm hunkering down for a good decade of complete chaos, right? I actually know this is going to be going on for a lot longer than that, right? But a decade is a good number. Now, nobody's going to store, well, maybe somebody is, but you don't store a decade's worth of food. You store what you can. If that's 6 months or a year or 2 years, you store that and you begin to shift your lifestyle to where you're producing food. Or you've got a very valuable trade that you can use to something valuable to barter with. So if you're a nurse, for example, start stocking up on sutures and scalpels and learn the herbal medicines that grow locally all around you that you can use to make antibiotic washes. Start stocking up on, I like to use bed sheets ripped up into strips for bandages, a lot cheaper than bandages that you buy through the medical system, right? If you're a plumber, you're going to absolutely be in demand. Start stocking up on those little PVC parts and things like that, all kinds of tools. There's a lot of stuff that's really reasonably priced right now, especially from China. We still have that whole open door going on, and stuff there is, if you look around, really good, high quality stuff for really, really a little bit of money. So the idea here is you're going to be shifting your lifestyle. This is not going to be a 3 month crisis. This is not going to be a 6 month crisis. This is going to be, you need to change your lifestyle. It's part of the reason why I put up these real short videos, little ones on here's how you do this, or here's what I've learned from 10 years of that, all right? And it's because even, you're not living this lifestyle yet, probably not. That way you see it and you're like, oh, okay. And it will come back to you when you need it. And if you're going to make it through this version of the Hunger Games, you are going to need it. We are going to have a famine. We are going to have the wars, escalating. Things are going to get crazier. The internet's getting more and more useless every day, right? So you really do want to prepare. And the thing is, start shifting your lifestyle, because this is not going to be a short crisis. This is going to be a long-term thing. All right, I hope that answers your question. This is not something to be afraid of. It's going to definitely be challenging. It's going to push all of us. But the reason you're alive is your ancestors lived through those other periods. They've lived through worse. And you will too. Especially, you're watching this means that you're probably way more ahead of the game than, you know, 99.9% of the rest of the people out there. So, you know, keep on, stay the course, do the best you can, and know that you do have, we do have other resources that are non-physical here to help us and support us. And if you start, you know, asking for help in those realms through whatever spiritual or religious teaching that you have, and you say, look, I really want this or I need this, and it'll come to you, I promise you. Okay, get ready, it's coming.